سينج صاحبه
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Many respected viewers of Madani Channel, once again welcome you in our program, Sayings of Ghaseh Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. And today, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will talk about prerequisites to attain love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We'll talk about marifat. We'll talk about recognition of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Be with us from start to end, inshallah Azza wa Jal. You'll be learning immense amount of knowledge today. Respective viewers, before we proceed towards our topic, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Namat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should always make good intentions before performing any permissible task or doing any good deed. I make this intention that inshaAllah I will deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and you can make this intention that you will listen from start till end, you will remember what you learn, and you will pass this knowledge on to others too, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Let's start our topic of the day. And first of all, we will try to include saying of Ghaseh Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. When Shaykh Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh was asked about love, Mahabbah, the Shaykh Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh said, it is a disturbance, tashwish, that affects the heart. It is inspired by the beloved Mahbub, by contrast with whom this world comes to be like the ring of a seal. Love is an intoxication that has no corresponding sobriety. It is total devotion to the beloved in every respect, both in private and in public, with a self-effacing predictions. It is a natural impulse, not an affection. Love is blindness to everything other than beloved. Due to solicitude for him, they are too sick to be cured, subhanAllah, except by the sight of the one they seek. They are too distressed to be consoled except by their master Mawla. They can find no refuge except in the remembrance of him, subhanAllah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is love, explained by Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. When we're talking about prerequisites to attain love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, so there are so many prerequisites. They are mentioned by ulama-i kiram. But very important fact which I would like to highlight today is recognition of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. First of all, we should recognize the Lord Azza wa Jal. We should have marifat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Once we will have recognition of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will increase in our heart. The more secrets will open, the more inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, deep in love, we will dive in the ocean of love, and we will have the recognition of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, which will eventually increase love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, when we are talking about having the marifat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, recognition of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then knowledge plays a crucial role in this regard. Without knowledge, one cannot have the true recognition of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He cannot understand or unfold the secrets of asrar of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Respected viewers, let's learn about this from Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. There are two levels of knowledge revealed unto us. One is ilm, which is zahir, external knowledge, and other is ilm al-batin, which is inner or secret knowledge. The first knowledge is known as ilm sharia, and the second known is ilm tariqa. The law of sharia is there to guide and administer our zahir, external or physical lives. And tariqah controls and guides our batin, inner or spiritual lives. If both these branches of knowledge combine, then the door of the knowledge of essence, ilmi haqiqah, is opened. One cannot understand the station of haqiqah, reality, essence, or reach one's goal by mere ilm of zahir, external knowledge. A combination of both these branches of knowledge is prerequisite for achieving kamil ibadah, perfect worship, i.e. the realization of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It is impossible to achieve this goal with just by any one of these two sciences of knowledge. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala states, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created man and jinn but for ibadah. This means that humankind and jinns were created to achieve the realization of Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, if one does not understand the being Zat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then how will it be possible for him to worship him? Marifa is acquired when the veils of nafs are removed from the mirror of the heart, and similarly the heart must be cleansed of all internal and external impurities. Then only will it be able to experience and enjoy kanze makhfi, subhanallah, hidden treasure of Allah's light. This state is only experienced in the depths of the secret chambers of the pure heart, qalb. Allah Azza wa Jal states in the hadith Qudsi, I, meaning Allah, was a hidden treasure and ordained to be known. Thus, I created man so that he may achieve my marifa, realization. Therefore, it is clear that Allah Azza wa Jal created man to bless him with his marifa. Dear respected viewers, there are two kinds of marifa. Marifat sifat ilahiyya, realization of divine attributes. Marifat zat ilahiyya, realization of divine essence. The gift of marifat of sifat is for creation in both the worlds, and the gift of marifat zat is solely for the pure souls to enjoy in the akhirah hereafter. The above two types of marifat cannot be obtained without the two branches of knowledge, ilm zahir and ilm batin. Subhanallah. Man firstly requires the knowledge of sharia so that his external body can become accustomed with the marifa of Allah in realm of Allah's divine majestic attributes. This form of marifa has stages or stations. When the external body is familiarized with this first stage, it now acquires ilm batin, secret knowledge, to condition ruh in the realm of the marifa of Allah's divine being, Zat. Remember, these levels can never be acquired by omitting or neglecting any one of the laws of Sharia or Tariqah. The attempt to achieve this state of marifa demands sacrifice and submission in totality to the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, the text what I've read before you, the essence, the crux from this, what we learn is that we should have the knowledge of Zahir, at the same time knowledge of Batin. We should have the knowledge of Sharia, and we must have a knowledge of Tariqah. Both of these knowledges, branches of knowledge, are important to have the realization of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, recognition of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, to unfold the secrets of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, if one denies the importance of ilm of Sharia, then he will be misguided. And if one denies the importance of ilm of Tariqah, then again he misguided. So both are very important. Unfortunately, sometimes you come across some people, they claim to be Sufis, but unfortunately they do not seem to follow the Sharia. Allahu Akbar. How come is it possible that one does not step the stairs of Sharia and he can reach to the heights of Tariqah? It's not possible, because to get to the heights of Tariqah, one should have the knowledge of Sharia. He should have that ladder of Sharia. If he has that knowledge, if he takes steps one after the other, and then only he'll be able to reach the heights of Tariqah. So this is very important, what we learn from the teachings of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. If one wants to walk to the path of Tariqah, very important for him is that he should follow the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He should follow the Sharia. He should follow the teachings of Quran and Hadith. And he should follow the footsteps of Sahaba-i-Kiram and Awliya-i-Kiram. And who is telling? The personality who has been to that path of Tariqah, who has got the recognition of the secrets of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. None other than Sultanul Awliya, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He is guiding us. And who else can better guide than him who has already been to that path of Tariqah? He is telling us that you cannot leave Sharia. So Shariat is very important. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we should offer Salah 5 times. We should fast. We should do perform Hajj if it is fard upon us. We should pay Zakah if it is fard upon us. Why? Because there lies the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Very simple. It is the commands of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And a muhib, the lover, always try to do each and everything which pleases his beloved. And how come is it possible? One claims friend of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. One claims to love Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, but he does not follow the commandments of his beloved. He is not following, then again, yet he is claiming that he loves Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Mind does not accept this. So, respected viewers of Madani Channel, today we learned about Marifa, we learned about the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and out of many prerequisites of attaining the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, some of them which are highlighted, they are doing sabr, patience, right? Whatever Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is destined for us, we should be patient. We should have patience on restricting ourselves from sins. We should develop this patience. And we should be shakir. Shukr is very important. If only we can reach that status that we are pleased in any condition Allah tabarak wa ta'ala keeps us. Because these are the prerequisites to attain love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Awliya kiram, those friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they reach to certain stage when they say, Jai mera rab mere dukh vich razi, tim sukh no chulle paama. If my Rabb Azza wa Jal is pleased and happy in my discomfort, then I put my comfort into fire. This is the status. This is the level, this is the stage these awliya ikram, these friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reach. So, paying shukr in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for each and every blessing He has bestowed upon us. This is also one of the prerequisites to attain love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Following the commandments in terms of fara'id and wajibat is also one of the prerequisites to attain the pleasure and marifa and love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Further, protecting yourself from backbiting, lying, tale-telling, slandering, and all sorts of these major and minor sins, protecting yourself from all sorts of sins, this is also one of those prerequisites which take you towards the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So, my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, today we tried to mention few prerequisites to attain love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We also mentioned a few farameen things of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and we talked in depth about the marifat, realization and recognition of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We also talked about what is love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and how can one salik, a person who wants to tread onto the path of suluk, a person who wants to tread onto the path of tariqah, subhanallah, who wants to attain spirituality and who wants to travel in the world of spirituality, ruhaniyat, how can he attain that destination? Alhamdulillah, I hope you must have benefited from this program. Inshallah, we'll be back with another beautiful episode with another interesting topic. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The same sahwa sayazam, the same sahwa sayazam, the same sahwa.